Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 321. Yes, another 3 weeks on from 300. Oh, it's scary. It's scary. Who do we have? As if I didn't know, young Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan. We're doing well. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? Let me know. So, Jonathan, we finally got to the unboxing. Did you like it? I thought you might. Oh, just going to put your potato in the oven. This isn't a euphemism, is it, Jonathan? No, it's culinary, isn't it? Hello, Paul. How are you doing? I do believe Mike's boss was doing a conference from Australia. But that wasn't the backdrop. The backdrop was Cambridge. I don't know what he was trying to say with that. But apparently, rumour has it, he's in Australia. Don't know if he took any vaccine with him. We do not know. But the EU have stopped threatening Northern Ireland with vaccine issues. So you could say we're moving on, but probably not. I listened today. It was all in the course of research, this. I needed some MP3s. And the nearest MP3s to hand, needed a whole collection of them, was the Marooned episodes. So I just grabbed hold of some, did what I needed to do with them, which was basically make a playlist. And number 12 started playing. Oh, boy, were we naive and innocent back then. It wasn't even the end of March 2020. But let me apprise you of what I said. I said, I hope this goes on long enough for people to learn a lesson from it. Now, I definitely remember saying that. I do. But I then followed that up with, and I said, a week clearly isn't enough. People have been selfish with, I want to do my nails, I need to have my hair done, that kind of stuff. So I said, I think it could take easy 3 to 4 months. Oh, innocent. Oh, those were the days. The days when you thought it might actually end at some point. Those ones. Oh. Paul is doing fine. Excellent. Ordered one along with some pens. You won't regret it. It's so productive. Instead of grabbing my post-it notes, I just grab the pen. And then, of course, I can wipe it off. What gets me is the glass is fabulous. Because I've had whiteboards before that go on the wall. And you can never quite clean them. But the glass is the answer. So the next time I get one on the wall, it's going to be glass because it really does clean off properly. So, and I'm loving the fact that I've got all my pens hidden in there and my iPad propped up. So yes, I thought you might like that, Jonathan. Just saying. Oh, we love the unboxing. Hello, Sarah. Good to have you with us. Love the unboxing. If you hadn't already got one, you'd go with the one I've got. The desk sadly isn't big enough for two. When's Mummy Isaac's birthday? On a totally unrelated matter. Because she might really like the one you've got. You never know, Jonathan. Just saying. I think we caused a rush at Amazon last night, though. There was only one left in stock by the end of play. But it is very, very good. Shall I just open it so I can see all the pens again? Oh, love it. It is. It's very, very good. So the other one is in the studio underneath the iMac. Because what the one that you've got will do, Jonathan, is slide over the leg of an iMac. Oh, you haven't got an iMac, have you? There you go. You need an iMac. See what I did there? So that's one slid under there. And I've given Mike some post-it notes and some pens. So it's up to him now what he does with it. But I decided I'd go with the one that I couldn't shove over the iMac leg. But I can put my iPad in it and any other device that I want to prop up. So liking that a whole lot. Right. Paul says it's either been too long or not long enough for people to learn a lesson. I think I'm tending to not long enough. There was a story that Mike found today. It was a footballer and he was having his hair cut. This is not allowed in lockdown. The hairdressers are supposed to be closed. This was a professional hairdresser. It wasn't his mate doing it with a pair of garden shears. He was a professional hairdresser to the stars, no less. The guy was on his phone right, that was having his hair cut. And I'd said to Mike, these professional players, I said, they're having their hair cut. And he said, how do you work that out? And I said, well, look how short it is at the back. He had definitely been like razor cut at the back. Anyway, this footballer sat in the chair having his hair done, playing on his phone, only took a selfie. He didn't look like he was doing a selfie. He didn't do the, you know, holding it arm's length business. He actually pointed it at the mirror. So he'd taken this selfie and posted it on Instagram with the hairdresser behind him doing his hair. So bang to rights, Gov. The police were last seen looking for the bloke. But his excuse was, you'll love this one, Paul, if I didn't do it, somebody else would. So why should I not do it? I've got bills to pay. I thought, there are some people that I seriously wish would catch COVID. You know, all the ones that have got COVID and are dying with it, you think, do you know what? Please let them survive. Let these imbeciles who are risking everybody else, let them go in. So yeah, he did it because, you know, if he didn't, somebody else would. And I thought, well, the whole point is nobody should. But there you go. I now think we've reached a point. I do agree with you. We've reached a point now. If they say, like, we're going to another lockdown, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. No one's taking a blind bit of notice anymore. Outside today, Mike and I were discussing opportunities to record videos. Now, we are very, very blessed. After 14 years fighting the audio, it's pretty decent. So I don't really have to worry about traffic to that degree. But my personal preference would be for doing it when it was quieter rather than when there was a lot of traffic. So we turned round and we looked out the window and went, yeah. Not today, then. Where are they going? Everywhere is closed. There's no sport. There's no other than essential shops. You can't visit family. Where are they all going? I mean, if a few people going for a ride, fair enough. But this was constant. This was just like a normal, I would even say sort of like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning when people are going to work. It was busy. So no, nobody's learned a darn thing. And I think you're right. I think we're now beyond the point. We either need it to go on for another 5 years till they get the message, or let's call it a day, because they're too stupid to work with. They really are. Oh, hello, Kim. How are you doing? Has anything come out of the COVID cave today? Would you work it with a calendar? Do you mark it anywhere? I'm sure I'd lose track. We do tend to date things on the way in, but that's mainly to work out what's in the packet. Today was so funny. I don't know if anybody else's A-lady does this, but when you have prime delivery, the A-lady goes bing bong, doesn't say anything, just makes this noise. And this particular noise is to tell you a package has been dispatched. It's now out on the van. So we're in the middle of a conversation. An A-lady says bing bong. So I said, that'll be the Amazon delivery. Before I'd finished speaking, she went bing bong. And Mike said, that'll be the second one. So I thought, fair enough. About 30 seconds later, bing bong. Mike said, how many did you order? As the A-lady went, bing bong. And he went, 4 so far. And you know, she was spot on. She was spot on, was the A-lady. Ooh. Right, let me catch up with this here. I've just seen something. Right. Sarah thinks she got the last one. It's coming Thursday. There you go. She saved you from yourself, Jonathan. Consider yourself saved. A new whiteboard might be cheaper than an iMac. True, but you know, you can never have too many. You may be persuading your grandparents to get one, fed up of sorting out their Windows machine. Problems though, Jonathan, because you know, it's just before the M1 iMacs, isn't it? Or whatever. Would they be better with a Mac Mini? Or do you think they need the screen at the same time? That is true though, Sarah. You would then have to show them how to use the iMac. However, what might work well is you can do remote control of it, and that might work nicely for young Jonathan. There you go. The remote control. Mind you, mine broke last night, you know, along with a debacle of how the iPad wouldn't reflect to the screen till I uninstalled some apps off it, which it's now working, but I don't have use of the apps anymore. At the same time, it wouldn't let me remote from my iMac into my laptop. Now, it did last week and I've not touched it since. So I'm pondering, and Mike's like, is it on the same network? Yes, dear, already checked that. So I've gone through the checklist. I thought, let's pretend, right, it's never connected, and let's set it up from scratch. What would you do? And I thought, well, you make sure the machine's got the name and it's on the right network. And then I would go in and I would go into the sharing preferences. But technically speaking, they should already have been done because I'd already gone into remote desktop, I think. So everything should have been working, but it wasn't. So I started from scratch. It had unticked the remote login options in the system preferences. And I thought, I use this machine, not like 3 days ago, via remote desktop. It was gaslighting me. So I did solve that problem after that, though. So yes, remote control is what you need, Jonathan. And they've already got an iPad. And the way Apple have gone with Biggles, it's basically the same. That is very true. Yet the only issue you're going to have, Jonathan, is when Nanny Isaacs reaches out to touch the screen. And I would rather not be in your shoes when she finds out it's not a touchscreen. Because she's then going to have to look at the mouse thing, isn't she, or a trackpad. But apart from that, I think you'd get away with it. Hello, Simon. Jonathan's too scared to Biggles. I've got one machine on Biggles, and it, you know, it's okay. But I've got no great desire to rush with my iMac. Mainly, not for any technical reason, which is quite unlike me, because I think this time they've been forced, the developers have been forced to update things faster than they would normally, because they might as well update it to work with Biggles at the same time as they fix it to work with the M1 Max. So not for that reason. It's a purely practical reason that I don't really rate the interface. Mainly the menu bar. I just want a date and a time. That's it. I would put Drop Zone up there, and I would put Bartender up there. So all of that's fine. It's the fact that I cannot get rid of the clock that's the issue, because I use the clock, an app called The Clock, and I want that to be the clock, which I can indeed do, but then I've got two clocks. So what I've done on the laptop to make it bearable is change the built-in one to be an analog clock, which means that the icon's slightly smaller. But the icon just sits there, you know, and obviously it's telling the time, but totally useless to me. And then that's where the widgets are. So I'm not, unless I could find some blindingly useful widgets, that might be able to persuade me. But at the moment, no particular panic. That's just to say, no particular panic. But I am grateful that I've got, what is that one called? I had to change it. I've got Resolutionator to change the resolution, but that won't make it a particular resolution that I want. But the other one will, Switch Res X or Switch Res 10, depending on how you pronounce it. But the issue with that one is to do it properly, I need to SIP and then unsip and all of that thing. And I just, you know, that means rebooting. Who's got time for all of this? But apart from that, I'm leaving it where it is. Let's just say, young Jonathan, it's not broken, so we're not going to waste time fixing it, are we? Now, what's going on with this drive? Finally got your backup drive, the one I suggested, sat on the desk, not sure whether to set it up with Catalina or to download the drive for Biggles and upgrade. Ooh, well, you could split the drive and image what you've got. Did you get an SSD or was it the big one, the big 8 terabyte thing? That sounds bizarre, Kim. A scientist in Seattle, he said the total amount of COVID virus is 1K. Is that in the world or what? Or have I totally misinterpreted what that's about? We've just got complete lunacy over here. Stats aren't good again. Lots of people infected, another 1,200 dead, and they're arguing the toss over who gets the vaccine. So same as yesterday, same as last week, just more people arguing over it. And me, not bothered one way or the other. Don't see the benefit to upgrading to Biggles, to be honest. It's all risk. I guess it's if you want your Mac to look like your iPad, isn't it? With your widgets. Which, if you've noticed, on the Mac are on the right-hand side and on your iPad, they're on the left. Just to play with your mind. Just noticing that. Just to play with your mind. I don't think there's anything compelling. What usually shifts me, Sarah, is when there's an update and it says, oh, this is Biggles only. And you're like, darn it. That's what got me onto Catalina. I only Catalina'd, was it October? September, October time, I think. And I only did that because what I had inadvertently done, because it didn't tell you otherwise. On my iPad, there was an update. So I'm like, I'll update it. I mean, you don't think with your iPad, do you? You do with your phone. But with your iPad, you think, oh, yeah, I'll do the update. So I did this update. And it was an app update for Pages, Numbers and Keynote. And it didn't say it was anything catastrophic. So I installed it. And then went over to the Mac. And it said, you can't install these updates. So in the App Store, I've got the stuff I can update and the stuff that I couldn't. And the stuff that I couldn't was Pages, Numbers and Keynote. And I thought, what do you mean? What do you mean I can't update? And they always had this thing that it would, that their applications, Pages, Numbers and Keynote, would work on the latest OS and one version back. And I thought, but Catalina's the latest version and I'm on Mojave and that's only one version back. So what's the problem? It was 2 weeks before Biggles came out. And I thought, I see what you're doing there. So because I'd already updated on the iPad, if I didn't update on my Mac, I wouldn't be able to edit files on one system or the other. So I thought it's time to Catalina. Mike at the time was on High Sierra. So he said, if you're Catalina-ing, I'll Catalina. So we spent a very happy weekend Catalina-ing. It was all a bit of a rush. So really, I need to be pushed into it these days. I know Paul charges in where angels fear to tread with beaters and stuff, but, you know, life's too short. No, I'm not doing that. But I will probably Biggles when the stuff stops working is when I'll go. I would prefer it. So if Timmy's listening, I would prefer it, Timmy, if you could leave it till Easter, because I don't really want to do it when I'm in the middle of production either. So if you could just listen to that, that would be very good. I'd be much impressed. Right, so Sarah says, if I download the drive for Catalina, how do I know? I don't know if I would have to wipe it again. Would it work with Biggles? No, you should be able, it depends what we're talking about here. Are you talking about using the entire drive as an image of your system? I presume not. If you're using it just for data, so there's no backup of the drive going on at all, no, you can just unplug it, install the operating system, plug it back in, everything will be the same. If you back up your system to either a partition on that drive or a disk image on that drive, then again, no problem at all. You could have multiple disk images on that drive. You could have a Catalina disk image. You could have a Biggles image. Wouldn't make a difference. Just really working out how it's all set up. Kim marks each box in the COVID cave with the date of arrival. That's exactly what I do. Simon's going to be on Biggles in 2024. Well, yeah, I like your forward planning, Simon. Nothing wrong with that at all. I'll probably still be on Biggles in 2024. We'll see how it all works. You're happy the way your Mac is working? Don't want to risk it. Don't do it, Sarah. No, don't do it. Wait until there's a day. And if there is, then I'll put it in Slack. Wait until there's a day when a 1 terabyte hard drive, an SSD, comes on offer at about £40. Got to be worth £40 of anyone's money. Back up, make a system image to that, and then have a play around with it. Or what you could do with an SSD is you could put the SSD on the system and install Biggles to the SSD and then play around with it that way, which is exactly what I could do if I could be bothered. But I'm not that desperate to get my hands on Biggles. If I was, that's what I'd do. I actually have a secret drawer full of SSDs, don't I? Shall I put that in my MacBytes headquarters next week? The SSD drawer. Tracy wants to see what goes on here. a sneaky behind the scenes. So I could do it one drawer at a time. Because if you remember, didn't I have 77 drawers in here? Hang on, we'll do another count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes, I've got 11 times 6. So 66 drawers. We could do the drawers one at a time. It'd take us over a year. Also give me time tidying them up. So I could take a picture of the SSD drawer with all the lovely labelled SSDs in. Do you remember? I think it was before Sarah joined us. I did a sneaky thing of what's this picture? you were coming out with all sorts. And it was the labels for my SSDs. Do you remember that? That was a classic. No one got anywhere near it. Hello, Pete. Kim uses TeamViewer to teach her mum how to use the iMac. See, there's another good choice. Excellent. What have we got here? Like, what's this? You snag it all the time? Oh, Sarah got the big one, the 8 terabyte. That gives you lots of scope. So Paul says, are your external drives formatted HFS Plus or depends what they are, Paul, or Apple File System? I'm amazed the number of Apple support communities, the number of people that leave the default on that the drive comes with. No, I never do that because it's usually NTFS. It will run, but I'm always a bit dubious. What I tend to do, if it's an SSD, it gets Apple formatted. And if it's a spinning disk, I would probably... which one? What's the one I use? Not the encrypted one, the other one. So the older one, that's not encrypted. And it seems to work well. 1 kilogram in the whole world. So all we need to do is, if we all lose 1 kilogram, we'd be fine. That's crazy, isn't it? Virtually nothing to see and causing global panic. Wow. Pete doesn't use widgets on the iPad or the Mac. Never seen the point. There's some nice ones for Notion, but you might as well just go into Notion. What else did I put on it? Let's have a look. Let's grab an iPad and have a look. I don't really, I'll be honest. You know, they might be there. That one's not been set up. So it's basically got the Mac calendar. It's got the battery percentage. And you know how I know I've not set this one up? There's the Apple News widget thing. Yeah. I mean, I look at the headlines that they've got. How worrying are the UK, South African and Brazilian COVID variants? I've had enough. Can we leave the COVID thing? Put it down, walk away. Right, that leaves one story. And this is the headline of it. Oh, it's got to come from the... No, it's not the BBC. I stand corrected. This is via... It's via Apple News, but it's from Wired. The honey detectives are closing in on China's shady syrup swindlers. Good to see they've got the finger on the pulse of things that are really bothering us. Right, let's put that iPad down and go find the phone. All right, what widgets have we got on the phone? I've got a big Notion widget that's favourites. I've got the Today widget from Things. I've got the calendar because the Google one doesn't work properly. Well, it does, but it only shows 3 things and that's stupid. But I would probably get rid of that because it's all a bit blah. Then I've got the batteries, which I think is really badly designed. I've got the battery of the phone and it's showing me the battery of the watch. And then I've got 2 circles that are blank. I mean, that's not well designed, Apple. Then I've got the new Google Calendar widget, which literally only shows me 3 items. But the one underneath it is the old style widget. So it's not a new one. That shows me everything for 3 days. It's amazing. So I've had to leave that there because the other one basically doesn't work. They've made it that the widgets can only be a certain size. Whereas the old one was fantastic. You got 3-day view on it. So no, I don't particularly use them. They're just there. I set them up and it's like, yeah, that'd be cool. And then I never bother. So no, I don't particularly need that on my Mac. Definitely don't. But no, I guess people are too scared with hard drives. I think that's what it is, Paul. But no, I never leave them as is. I make a point to format it deliberately. That's what you get when you get a new Mac. Couldn't download anything. The Mac was too old. Yeah, that's what they do with it. It's a shame because until about 2016, 17, I had a Mac from 2009 and it was fine. There's nothing wrong with the hardware, nothing at all. But they change stuff and you can't install things anymore. I think Graham's in that position. Absolutely nothing wrong with the iMac he's got. It's a 21.5-inch iMac. Fits beautifully on the shelf, which is important. And there's nothing wrong with it. But I know that 3 years ago, he wasn't able to buy a piece of software that he wanted. And he wanted to leave it to get like the next Mac. Then the Mac came out and it was like, what do you mean I can't upgrade the memory in the future? Then that needed a rethink because if you're having to pay Apple for an upgrade in the RAM in a 21.5-inch iMac, don't bother, just get the 27. But for Graham, that meant like a complete reorganization of the room to fit it in. It is ridiculous. So in the end, he decided not to buy either, which serves Apple right. So I think he's going to wait until the M1s come in and then have a rethink on the basis. They say it runs better with less memory. And if it does, then that means that you wouldn't have to pay extra, like we paid £844 for memory. You could get away with less, which might make the purchase better. But this is what they do to you. This is why we have to spend money that we don't particularly need. What's the theme? Oh, the theme is sweet and sour. Sweet and sour. We've got lots of sweet, but not so much sour. But we're accepting bitter. And somebody's picked something with lemon in because a lemon's bitter. So we've gone on. We'll let them do that. Oh, my scoop. Feed my Frankenstein. Oh, Pete. Speaking of drives, let's have a look at this one. I've got the link. Oh, I turned that off, didn't I? That wasn't clever of me. I turned PopClip off last night, which means I'm trying to copy stuff today and I'm getting absolutely nowhere. Right, I've got it. Let's have a look. Oh, that looks nice. How big is that? It looks like the old cheese grater, which I totally adored. This is going to be a kidney, isn't it? You're all right to whip one out, Pete, if I need it. Go on, let me have a look. Oh, so. Oh, actually, they're not bad. They're not bad. Let's have a look. 2,600. And mind you, then I've got to get it here, haven't I? That means paying VAT on top of it and then delivery and then whatever customs want to let it go, which is usually expensive. Oh, that is gorgeous. I love that. I would go for one of those, you know? I would, because I like those. 128 terabytes. Oh, nearly as much as is in the MacBytes magic cupboard. But it's just the look of that. I like the look of it because it looks like the cheese grater Mac, which was my ultimate Mac. I waited and waited for an update to that, and then it came out and it was hideous. It was bin. It was bin 1.0. It was diabolical. And my mum had said to me, she'd gone in at Apple, she was in the Trafford Centre, and she went in and she said, can you tell me which one of these is the Mac Pro? And the guy must have looked at her like, why does a woman about 76, 77 years old want to be looking at a Mac Pro? So he took her across and he said, that's the Mac Pro. And she went, right. She said, I can see why she wants one now. And she came back and I said, I've seen it. So she said, when the next one comes out, you get one. So the day of the event, I was stunned. I thought it was the worst thing I'd ever seen. One of the worst designs Apple had ever made. So I goes downstairs and she said, how was the event? I said, great. She said, did they actually finally release a new Mac Pro? I said, they did. She went, great. When's it coming? I said, no, no, no. And I showed her the picture and she went, but that's an ashtray at an airport. I said, I know, Mother. It's also the new Mac Pro. She couldn't believe it. She said, well, where do all the drives go in? You know, the square drives. And I went, yeah, they don't. No, no, not happening. She couldn't get over it. She said, so you're not having one at all? I said, no, it'll be more iMacs. Just keep bringing the iMacs in. Oh, but that is very nice. I'm liking that. I know that that's black, But it would be quite nice if it really was silver, wouldn't it? Like the old Mac. I just like the look of it. Plus the fact, the thing with that is, because it's not, I mean, there are RAID options that you could do, but you could just put the drives in it and be done. Oh, yes. Are you getting one for Christmas, Paul? Does Mrs. Paul know yet? Are you still trying to get the phone past her? Okay, kit's got to be upgraded every year. It's a rule. There you go. I just think it looks really, really cool. I'm liking that. It's got all of the RAID options, isn't it? I probably wouldn't use any of them. I don't trust that kind of thing. I like to just do my own thing. But I like the box. You see, that's what has been, that's been crying out for somebody to do that with it. But I think if it was the silver one, or even like space grey, because that's very black, I would love that. Oh, I would put that on the desk. Never mind under the desk. That is something I do like. Oh, good grief. Sweet, sour Band of Skulls. I've never heard of Band of Skulls. Am I going to want this? Well, we have time zones, because Mike got one and he said, I didn't know Duran Duran did that one. And I said, which one's that, dear? And he said, White Lines. And I said, not before bedtime. 11 o'clock is bedtime. That's when the people who would not appreciate a song like that have gone to bed. So I said, it's an after bedtime one. Put it on after bedtime. Paul is unable to upgrade his kit every year. Oh, that's rather annoying. Now, you see, if it was in a box like that, you could do it piece by piece. Instead of having a big new Mac delivered that, you know, Mrs. Paul might just notice, you could upgrade it piece by piece. So each individual piece just comes through the letterbox and no one's any the wiser. So I do it. Well, I do that and I do the naughty bit. Like when I got my third Mac, I had my, or was it the fourth one? I had a 20 inch and then I went to a 24 inch a few months later when that came out. Loved that 24 inch. It was the white plastic one and I loved it. But it developed a fault. And my mum very sagely said, she said, if you take that back for an Apple Care repair, she said, you might be without it for like a couple of weeks. And I said, don't be ridiculous. You know, they're really good at the Trafford Centre. But by this stage, they weren't really good at the Trafford Centre. So she said, I still think it would be a good idea to buy a new Mac. She said, and set it up before the Apple Care runs out on that one and then take that one in. So wisest move here was always to do what Mother said. Because even if you were right, she was right. So I thought, OK, I said, right, I'll do it. So I got this new Mac, set it all up, took the other one in for repair. I think all told, it was away 3 months. So she was quite right. I would have gone bald if I'd have had to have sat here using just a laptop for that long. I would have lost the plot. So she was quite right with that one. But it was the one after that, because that was the 24 inch black plastic back one. And I hated it. I loathed that machine from the day it arrived to the day it stopped working. I don't know what it was. I just did not like it. So not long, probably about 14 months after I got it, they brought out the first 27 inch iMac. And I was like, oh, look at that, Mom. And she said, go get one. This was like a Tuesday morning. It must have been the day after the event. And it was in the days when you could go to the store and pick one up the next day. So I'm sat there having breakfast with her. Mike was at work. And she said, go get one. So I said, well, what do you mean? Like today? She said, yeah, go get one today. And I said, well, you know, don't fancy going to the Trafford Centre after the last debacle. She said, well, go to the one in town. So I rang up the business department at the Manchester Apple store, which is not too far from Jonathan, that. Not too far at all. And got into the business department, explained what I wanted. She said, yep, we can do all of that. I'll have it ready in half an hour. I said, I'm on my way. The only thing I didn't do was tell Mike. So I got there. Then we had an argument over the keyboard because I wanted the one with the numeric keypad. This was in the days before it was wireless. And he said, I can do that, but I'd have to charge you. And I said, well, I don't want the one that's in there. You know, I just want the cabled one, not the wireless one. And he went, yeah, but I'm going to charge you a pound. I have to charge you something, but I can. Would it all be all right if I charged you a pound? He said, and that way, for that pound, you get the wireless keyboard that's in the box and you get a brand new, you know, with the numeric keypad for a pound. I said, done. Thought, can I buy three? So I paid £1 for the keyboard. He then put it all on a little truck and drove it out to the car for me. Once I'd got the iMac and all the assorted boxes in the back of the car, I then took a picture and tweeted it. And that was the first anybody, including Mike, knew of it. So I said, just popped out for a bit of shopping. I think I spent about 1,800 quid and then went back home. So, yeah, that was a good day. That was a good day. Mac mail's been very slow. May have to look at getting away from it. Any recommendations? Work across iPhone, iPad, Mac. Allow management of several accounts and flagging. Mac. You're going to laugh, Pete. Have you tried Outlook? I know. But, you know, it's not bad. It can do all of that. Maybe. There's Spark, there's Postbox, there's Mailplane, but we said that that might not work for you. What else have we got? I don't really bother that much. I tend to use Mailplane, which is just a wrapper. So when I used to look at Mike like he was an alien and think, what do you mean you can do your mail in a browser? You actually can do your mail in a browser. So that's what I do most of the time. But I do agree with you, mail can be very slow. And on the phone, it's shocking. So I don't use it at all. I use the Gmail client on the phone. But I do have Outlook installed because certain things in Outlook are faster. And I had to add the opinion of like, are you kidding me? Outlook. And actually, it's pretty good. I have to take back all I've ever said about it. It's much improved. But then Microsoft as a whole are much improved. Wash your mouth out. Sorry about that. Spark is a good one, like Mike Paul says. Only thing with Spark, it didn't give me much in the way of control over what it looks like. And there wasn't the integration that I get with Gmail. But Spark's pretty good. It is a pretty good app. It only broke for me when they insisted that your calendar and your mail were from the same account. And that brought into play that my mail was on my mail account and my calendar was on my iCloud account. And all together now, after three, one, two, three, you can't merge your iCloud accounts. So I decided it was easier to just stop fighting. If every client needed the mail and the calendar on the same account, I am not moving the mail to iCloud. So the easiest thing to do was to move the calendars from iCloud to Google Calendar, and that's what I did. Not looked back since. Absolutely the best move we ever made. But to do it, it took all afternoon, and like it was like, what was that film? It was about a lad who was a cleaner somewhere, but he was a genius mathematician. Was it A Beautiful Mind? And he was like drawing on whiteboards. That's what the plan looked like. Three whiteboards full. That's the plan, Mike. In fact, I used that in the demo last night, didn't I? On the mind map. The mind map plan. That was the plan. That was the outline. And then it was taken from there and then fleshed out with all of the detail underneath it. So, yeah, it was a big plan, that. But it worked. There was four episodes of Mac Bites. It took to explain what we did. But it worked. So that's why we were doing it. Simon doesn't trust hard drives for anything important. Had too many die. I have. If that's why everything's twinned. And if it's really important, like, you know, don't lose a tax stuff, then it's in like three clouds as well. So I agree with you. My problem is that the amount, when I do like videos, we're talking gigs and gigs and gigs worth of data, most of which can go when you're finished, but not while you're working. So you do need quite a lot of space to spread out. How are you?
Fine.
Excellent.
Yes.
And how's the girl?
Fine.
Good.
We've been playing.
I heard that. Yes. I've noticed how much she plays with her mouth open, yes, wide and barking. So most of Simon's important stuff, disk image mirrors of drives with archives over NAS protected by RAID using carbon copy cloner, protects against drive failure and allows you to fish out files that were deleted, etc. Sounds fabulous, Simon. Complicated, but fabulous. Do you know what I really love now? I treat my Mac like my iPad. There's nothing on it. I will record stuff like I'm recording this now. So my voice and all the jingles and stuff is getting recorded so we can put it together and put it out as a show. But as soon as that is finished, the whole lot gets moved to another drive. So that way, I'm literally backing up the main hard drive, but there's no data on it. Mike, I think, even has his download folder mapped somewhere else just to keep everything off the main hard drive. So if it goes bye-bye, you know, you take the image that you had overnight and you image it back to something and then just carry on because there's no data. I do still make an image of the hard drive because of applications that are activated that I may have to manually deactivate. But as I always say, if somebody puts activation on, they should allow you to do remote deactivation. Microsoft do, Adobe do. So it would make sense that you could do that. Some that don't are people like Telestream for ScreenFlow and Wirecast. You've got to kind of get on and can you deactivate that because it died. So that's one of the reasons I buy that twice. So I can get it through the App Store as well. In the case of an emergency, if it knows it's booting from a different hard drive. But to be honest, unlike Windows, who does seem to know when it's booting from a different hard drive, Mac doesn't seem to. I don't know why. Don't know how they work out the activation. Oh, Tracy can't find the whiteboard on Amazon Spain. Not good. Yes, how's he doing, Tracy? Said a prayer overnight for him. That is just shocking. Is he now off work? Although are they still insisting he goes in? Because he doesn't sound like he's in any fit state to go in. But I know what people are like. Night, Sarah. What's the reason Apple give for not being able to merge accounts? I don't think they have ever officially said anything, Kim. There is a scope. What Paul's talking about with this a rumor. I mentioned that in relation to. If you want this Apple One thing, you may already have iCloud space, and you know apps and iTunes on two different accounts. And they spoke to this lady, who was the VP of something or other, and she was in charge of it. And this point was made, and she said before Apple One launched, we have thought of that and it's all in hand. Now, whether that means actually officially merging accounts or maybe linking them in some kind of way, because if you think about it, you can already do that in a way if you use family sharing. So you may have two Apple IDs, but you could family share between them. I know it's stupid. You just want to merge them. I know. But they've never actually said what that, you know, whether that was an issue or not. Paul's not sure he would, even if you could, though. Oh, what's your logic on that, Paul? I'm thinking about mine, and mine just ended up to be two accounts historically. I created an Apple ID before I bought a Mac. So I did that on the Windows platform in iTunes. And I used that one for all of the stuff until I got this .Mac account, which was a .Mac account in the day. And at that point, I then automatically had two Apple IDs. Now, I took a decision to use the primary one that I wanted to use. And that worked okay for me. The only time it became an issue for me was my calendars. I'd never like worked it through in my head of like, oh, I could use my primary Apple ID and put the calendars on. My calendars were on my .Mac account. Because I didn't really have a .Mac account on my primary Apple ID, if you're with me. It wasn't, in my mind, a .Mac account. It was an Apple ID. And they were the ones that went wrong with it, not us. They kept flitting from one thing to another. We had .Mac, we had MobileMe, then we've got iCloud, In essence, they're all the same thing, but there isn't. They're not, if you're with me. So they're the ones causing the problem. They've never actually explained it. I don't believe for 1 minute it is a practical thing of that it just can't be done. Because let's be honest, anything can be done. Do you remember that company you were involved with, Mike? This was a classic.
Remind me.
The one where you went in to test something. So you set up a test thing. And then they said, you can't delete that because we need a full audit trail. That one.
Yeah.
With a mail address it was.
Yes.
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 And Mike gets on and like they explains, no. And Mike said, but I didn't use it. It was a test one. I've never used it. Still, got to be there. Mike persuaded them in the end. So that proves the point. It can actually be done. Depending on how far you want to twist their arm up their back. So I don't believe for 1 minute it can't be done. I just think Apple don't want to waste resources doing it. Also, there is a kind of practical brag value for Apple. They used to come out at the Apple events and say, we have X number of Apple IDs backed by a credit card or a payment method. And, you know, half of them, like I think Mike owns 5 of them and I probably own the other 4, you know, it means that their figures are better, but they're not real. You know, if the same person's got 5 of them, they're not real, but their figures sound better. So if they allowed them to be merged, then it would look like maybe they were losing customers. If they're just being stubborn and they need to not be stubborn. You would like to see more piggies of Mikey's man bun. I have got a couple from other angles.
Who wants to see my man bun?
Kim, she liked your man bun. His man bun is now in a bag on next to my desk where the photos were taken.
It's like a wig, isn't it?
Yes, it's like a wig.
I could put that with my collection.
Yep, you could stick that back on. I actually said earlier today, didn't I? I could give it a little trim. Make sure it never gets out of control again.
And you meant my hair, not the man bun.
Oh, no, not the man bun. The man bun's fine. What I did with the man bun, Kim, was I wrapped a hair tie round it 3 times and then actually cut round it. So I actually have like a ponytail with the clip on it.
When I looked at that picture of me in the man bun with the hair tied back and the grey hair sideways on.
Yep.
I thought I looked about 63, not 53. Now I look about 43.
Oh, you're happy again, yes. Now. Right, okay. He's a happy, happy boy. Right. Jonathan says, nothing is on his Mac either. It's either on the NAS, SharePoint, Drive, OneDrive. Exactly. I'm pretty much treating my Mac now as an iPad. But if it exploded, it's not an issue. Obviously, you know, I need a clone of it to put on another Mac. But it is actually easier that way. There are exceptions, obviously. I haven't moved the downloads yet myself. What else haven't I used? I do put odd items on the desktop, but they never stay there long. And they're already backed up to iCloud. So the second they hit, they're backed up. The biggest thing is probably audio and video as I'm recording it. I could point that to an external drive, but I'm very wary to do that. Because if I do, one, it takes a lot longer to save. The two of them are really weird. Camtasia takes forever when you press stop to appear and allow you to save it. ScreenFlow is virtually instant, but when you say save it, that then takes forever to save it. So they both take a long time to save. And if they're writing to an external drive and for whatever the reason that external drive unhooks itself, then I'm knackered. I'm going to lose stuff. So I do leave. There's currently 853 gig free on my main hard drive. And I try and keep it that way. Space does disappear as you sit there looking at it. One of the things that eats space is, you know, like when you're playing a Spotify playlist. So I think I put a like studying playlist on the other day and it caches locally. You can control how much it caches and you can manually clear it, which I do. So if I've had Spotify playing for 2 or 3 days I just go in and clear it. It's not particularly doing any harm, but I'm probably going to play different songs on Spotify, different playlists, rather than the same playlist over and over and over, that it's worth having it cached. So I always try and keep it around the 850 mark. One thing I did do this time, which, not particularly for backup purposes, but just as a matter of some kind of practicality, is I said to Mike, I am not putting a VM, which is about 50, 60 gig, on the main hard drive, because then every time I clone it, that has to be cloned. Because every time you use it, it changes. So I said, what I'll do with it is put it on my scratch disk and I'll back it up from there. I'm not really bothered. I'll back it up from there. And that's been rock solid, touch wood. So that's actually worked and meant that you don't suddenly have 100 gig disappear from under you for no particular reason. So I tend to try and keep everything off the main hard drive. I mean, if I was creating files that were like 2 meg, fine. But, you know, when I make a file, I made a file last week. It was 456 gig. It was over half the size of the hard drive. It didn't actually end well. There's a bit of a story with that. Machine went mad. But I do have a file of 456 gig that I am having to shuffle around, which was a video and audio recording. So that's why I don't tend to put stuff particularly on the main hard drive. I will save it there and then I'll move it straight off. Best way to do it. Right. I have got some pickies, Kim, so I'll dig them out. Tracy thinks she's going to have to offload her Mac contents more regularly. Well, if you've got an image of the drive, then there's no particular need. It's just a preference of mine. I found that by backing up my iPhone and iPad to iCloud, which is about the only thing it's fit for, I don't have to think about it. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if the Mac was like that? And then I had my Captain Picard moment and I thought, well, make it so. So I did. And as I say, there are exceptions. It's safer to write to the main hard drive. If the machine crashes, then an external drive is going to go anyway. But an external drive is more likely to go if you fall over the plug than the main drive. So I will save it there and then instantly move it, which you could do with Hazel if you wanted to. Forensic musicology job. Ooh. Ooh. We need to know more about that, don't we? Simon should come on and tell us about that. Tracy can find Johnny's at an exorbitant price, but not this one. I will keep my eye out and see who's supplying it. Oh, dear, dear. What have you found now, Kim? It's terrifying. Limps out of hospital. Oh, I told you that never ends well. No, that poor man across the road needed reconstructive surgery. I said to Mike, there was nothing wrong with his backside when he started. Now he can't stand up, nor can he sit down. Why would you let them do that to you? Or is it just me? You know, that was made. I like to think of that part of my anatomy as a one-way street. So let's keep it that way before fiddling. Look at the state. Looks like John Wayne just got off his horse. Dear God, what did they shove up there? I'm saying nothing. Oh, good grief. He has to go to work or he won't earn any money. Good grief, Tracy. Is it that bad? But surely he's ill. And that's not good for the patients. It's certainly not good for him. It's not good for the patients either. Good grief. So most of Paul's purchases are on the Gmail Apple ID, but you've also got a me.com. Yes, I feel your pain. It goes all the way back to the .Mac days, so you send me a mail at Mac.com. I just wish, I mean, in those circumstances, I understand where you're coming from. I think what you can do, if the email address that's on your Apple ID is at anything other than an Apple domain, you can change the email address. But if it's a .Mac a .me or a .iCloud, you can't. Which I also, I just find that's just so stupid. So what you could do is if the primary one, so if your Gmail Apple ID, if you wanted to change the email address, you could, but you wouldn't be able to do that on your .me Apple ID. And I just think, you know, there might be a way that they could kind of link them in some meaningful way, which may be what they were talking about. So we'll have to see it. Right, so your iCloud disk space is on the .me account. You wouldn't want to lose the original ID. And your developer account's on the Gmail account. This is where it gets complicated. I don't think I had anything on mine other than the calendars. So it was the calendars for me, Paul, because people were sending me calendar requests to my primary address, which wasn't my .mac address. I would then have to invite myself on another email address to get the thing in the right place. And that was just a nightmare. It meant that none of the reminders worked, none of the calendar appointments worked, you know, and we were thinking one way. We were thinking we'd have to go from our primary ID and try and merge the two. And then it was like, well, hang on a minute. Isn't it just really simple? Just go the other way, take the calendars off
minutes.
It. And we'll be good to go. So that was why I did it that way. I still have that ID. And, you know, I'm still going to use it because there's stuff on there. What can I do? Right, I've got that one. Oh, Mikey.
What?
Shall I publicly shame you? Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Do you remember last week when I said the template had the green box in it?
Oh, yeah.
And you said, I'll sort that. Yeah, you got a year on that.
Yeah, I've sorted it. Oh, the template.
No, not the template. Take a look at it.
Yeah.
The template had a blue header. Mike had other ideas and for some unknown reason made it dark grey, so it was dimmed out, and green. It looks a little bit nauseating. So he fixed it last week, and I'm looking at this week's and it's there again. It's never going to go away, is it? Never, ever, ever going to go away. So who's got anything else to suggest for sweet and sour? Or sweet or sour? Or bitter? Anything like that? Mike is, of course, diving in with the first few. And they're okay, aren't they?
I think they're okay.
They're okay. They'll be fine. Right, so let me have a look here. I was at
1.5 minutes.
Right, Tracy, I like Elaine's whiteboard pad because it has a smooth slope, lifts up, would be great as a sloping easel for when writing on the iPad in portrait mode. Yeah, I've tried that. It works. You probably could type on it in portrait mode with it propped up at the back because your hands would be on the glass. That wouldn't particularly work if you've got anything written on the glass. But yes, my iPads are in kind of gel backs, so they lean on it quite nicely. I tend to type in landscape mode, but yeah, it would work in portrait as well.
1 minute.
Okay. They did stop reporting their counts. That's why I think they did it anyway.
Sweet and sour is the theme. Anything from sweet. Guns N' Roses. Sweet Child of Mine. Yeah, I'll add that in.
Oh, Paul, it's complicated, this, isn't it? It is complicated. Right, we'll get all of those in and we'll do an out and then we'll be back in with Brooklyn's. So for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.